Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast, supported by Quitline. Beat cigarette cravings one at a time. For advice and support, call Quitline 1378 48 or visit quit.org.au.
From the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Triple M.
Sure is. Full show dump on its way to you. All lovely to see everybody in the studio for the full show dump. We've got Matthew's in on it.
Matthew's joining us today.
Yes, I'm playing the part of William today.
William, are we allowed to...
I don't know.
Did we discuss it? What he had to do but couldn't get out of.
He's got jury duty.
Yeah. Why can't we talk about jury duty?
I don't know. I think we can, but it's not...
If he gets put on a case, we can't. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a selection process at this stage.
And he's already sat around there yesterday just eating biscuits, he reckons.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, he looked heavy.
He looked fatter,
very heavy.
Assorted creams.
I wanted to ask if they were savoury or sweet.
You're in here for 4 hours a day. You could have asked him.
Jolly Dodgers.
I love that.
I'd like to taste one of those, though.
They're like a Jam Fancy. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Which are delicious. I think they're one of my faves.
Yeah.
Do you have any more on your desk?
Oh, God, no, no. You open a packet of biscuits around here and they disappear.
How's the afternoon tea going?
Would you like a Tim Tam?
It's going great. I'm okay for now. Oh,
they're the Jats ones. Nicholas?
No. Don't get
Nick. How are you describing the afternoon tea?
Like a 3 p.m. pick-me-up. Like little bicky and a pick-me-up. Have a coffee.
Did you just call it a pick-me-up?
Yeah.
Because
we have pick-me-up. We have bickies.
I like that. Yeah.
We're brainstorming new names for it because it's obviously been... It's going through a bit of a PR disaster after...
Xavier.
What happened with Zave?
Tarnished.
Well, yeah, exactly. You're saying it's the saddest thing you've ever seen. I heard you say
it. It is deeply sad, but I'm happy to have this conversation.
What happened with Zave?
Well, no, Zave also was a little bit on the fence on whether it's fun or not fun, or whether it's sad.
Yeah.
But he dropped in. He experienced the coffee club. Let's see if he comes back.
I think he said he was keen to be a part of it
moving
forward.
Well, he needs to be a little bit more positive about it in the office if he is going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
This must be when you're listening to the Marty Sheargold Show catch up between 3 and 4.
That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah. Well, we're waiting to join the network at 4.
Yeah. Maybe you could call it the... I had one then.
Sad sacks?
No. The sad... No.
You should swing by at 3:30 one day, Marty.
I will.
We'd love to have you in there.
Not.
Yes.
What sort of biscuits are you consuming?
Well, it's everything.
Who's in charge of biscuits?
Is it a rotation?
We all bring some biscuits. Rosie's got a biscuit box so that we just store our biscuits in.
Is that what you're calling it?
It should be called a tin. Yeah.
Rosie's biscuit box.
I'm not comfortable with Rosie's biscuit box.
No. Well, sometimes there's Tim Tams in there. Sometimes there's raspberry short
breads. Can you please get the Tim
Tams?
He's not listening.
That's okay.
I want one.
Then why don't you go and get one then?
And also I don't, because look at my skin.
Then don't.
I'm not.
Just stop scratching your skin.
I had to pick that pimple. I had to squeeze that pimple.
What did you do with that in show?
Just then.
Oh, gross.
What are we talking about here without William? Does anyone have messages?
Let's talk about William. Yeah, well, Will said to Matthew...
Have you done any...
Oh, God, no, I've done nothing. Oh,
well, he's been doing Zoom.
Yeah, I've been helping out.
He said you can look at the flagged messages.
We could always just get straight
into the full show.
Does
anyone have something they want to share?
Marty, you've got something to share.
What am I sharing?
Are you pregnant?
You've always got something to share.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many people thought I was announcing my pregnancy yesterday? I did think that for half a second when you were talking about that. Marty's not even listening.
I'm listening. You were discussing your pregnancy yesterday.
People thought I was announcing my pregnancy yesterday.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, guys. No.
We'll do that together.
A joint statement?
Yes. We will release a joint statement and get it right.
Yeah. Go through
PR. Artificial insemination.
Will Lockie be there or is he not involved in that?
We could push it through the workday.
Yeah.
A tease campaign.
This is one of the great
B-listing
natural
Monday.
Story arcs.
Yes.
I've been involved in these before.
A pregnancy story arc.
That sort of stuff.
Hey. If we could do it on Monday at like an 8 a.m. so we can tease it all throughout the weekend.
We do all that.
B-listing. Yeah. 8 a.m.
but
Monday.
It's 9 months.
Do you want me to plan it around...
We're going to take it right through to its conclusion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the full whiteboard.
Do you want me to plan it around, like, the Melbourne Baby Show or something like that? So that then we can, like, do a quick giveaway?
What about the Spring Carnival? So you can get back on the source. Push that kid out.
There you go.
Get that kid off the tit.
Oh, wow. That language was just a little too much.
There's so much judgment in the parenting community. I've got some friends at the moment that have got kids. There's so much judgment around breastfeeding versus bottle feeding.
Oh, there always has
been. It's mind-blowing to hear it.
There definitely is judgment, but I think it's also blown up online, surely.
That's where it all is.
People, yeah, but there's some... Who,
no,
if
it's
you care
very...
about formula-fed or breastfed, you have...
It's an individual thing. And I think for some women who can't breastfeed, it's very distressing.
It is.
Yeah.
And it happens. And it happens regularly for lots of different reasons.
Mm.
So I think that's really it. I think the crux of the emotion is wanting to breastfeed and not being able to.
But people that are
judging, because anyone can say, I don't want to breastfeed.
Yes. Yeah. But people that are judging women, and this is where it comes from, judging women for not breastfeeding and using formula. It's like, well, as long as the kid's being fed.
But do you know who it is? Women.
Yeah, I'm hearing midwives are the ones judging.
No, it's not men.
They
can
be.
I can tell you that.
It's not men?
The lactation specialists and things like that. Yes. Matthew.
I helped sort of train.
They smell good.
My partner.
Did you?
For years.
Oh,
you helped with that before you had children.
Oh, Marty, may I change the topic and you have to smell this?
Oh,
I'm intrigued by the training.
I'll smell anything once.
Show me what sort of training you did on that Tim Tam, Marty.
I for many, many years sucked.
I'm just taking that one out.
Maybe just beep a name. It could be anyone. It could be Troy's tits.
You're going to eat one of those
tits. Don't have tits.
Tell me how that tastes.
It looks amazing. Is this the new Tim Tam?
It's the cafe latte.
I had the Yats one. Yats?
Yeah.
Yats!
What is it called? Is it Yats?
Is that before or after you went for a yog?
Stop, Jake.
He was yogging and he had a Yats.
I had a Yats.
And this is my only Tim Tam for
this day. This is beautiful.
Is it really good?
Oh, my God. Is this going to make you blow up, though? It's not gluten-free.
And look at my face.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? You just said how unhappy you were with your face.
Oh, my God. It's got caramel in it.
This is worth being unhappy for.
Oh, my God.
Snacks in the studio.
I like the savoury Jats one yesterday.
This is better. Troy?
This is elite.
Yeah.
How about I have half of yours, Loza?
Sure.
In other words, Loza, you don't need it.
Well, you've got pimples. You're telling me about them in the lift on the way home yesterday.
I was. Oh, my God, they're so good. That's the best Tim Tam I've ever had in my life.
I think you're right.
And I'm not even exaggerating.
Yum.
I like coffee flavour, but not latte flavour.
No, this Matthew.
I've tried one. We had one in our 3 p.m. pick-me-up club.
And you didn't rate it.
You need another one?
Yeah, I need to have a full one. Okay. Because I only had half.
Alrighty.
So now you're going to have one.
This podcast has just descended into us eating.
No.
Oh, I get the other half.
With a latte flavoured Tim Tam, do you need to do the Dunkin' Suck thing?
What's that thing?
A Tim Tam slam is what you're actually... Is that what you're
being called? I'm not sure. Dunkin' Suck.
A Dunkin' Suck.
That was real.
Troy?
That was a lip, sip and suck weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Troy.
Copacabana is what we call that.
Absolutely.
No, I think they've built in the milky flavour.
But I've never done the Tim Tam slam with coffee.
I hate Tim Tam slams. God, they annoy me. Everyone thinks they're so great.
No, but the idea, Loz, is to do it with coffee so that the heat melts it all down.
It goes all over your fingers.
The milk still kind of, in a way, it soggies it. But I do like it with tea. Oh, shut up, man.
Do you know what I did for the first time last year? I went... You know, Americans are always dipping cookies in milk.
Cookies.
We made fresh baked cookies and we went, oh, try it.
You've never dipped a cookie in milk?
I grew up dipping arrowroots into milk.
Yeah.
Yes.
And milk too. And milk coffees.
Yeah. And Oreos.
The rectangular ones.
My nana taught me how to do that.
If you put an Oreo in the bottom of like a cup with milk in it and put it in the microwave, it sucks up all the milk.
You get a cookie.
And then turns into this,
cake thing. Yeah. It's like a...
Pudding
delicious.
Oh, that's fun.
It's like when I used to get home from school and my after school snack was to fill a mug with so much Milo that was just like half Milo.
Yeah.
Put about, I don't know, a dash of milk in there, then put it in the microwave and it would go like this cookie mass in the mug and it was almost like a little cake.
Eat your Milo.
Yum. Oh, boy.
Mm. You should do that now. So, do it as a treat.
We don't get Milo in the office anymore. I think cost-cutting measures have meant we don't get...
I always check.
How much is Milo?
What? Quite expensive.
$5 for a tin, probably. But
we had our own, and then Will and I were drinking it too quickly, so we needed to stop that.
Oh, that's right. That morning that Will spilled his Milo over the whole desk, and it made me so angry.
That's right.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
He's doing his civic duty.
He had his arm sling in, and then he caught it on the spoon on his sling.
The
whole Milo went everywhere.
We're speaking about him like he's dead.
Well, we don't know that he's not. Well, yeah.
Don't.
Maybe he'll be back.
Maybe it's not jury duty. Maybe he's the subject of the case.
No.
Has that occurred to anyone that he's a fiddler?
Whoa! No. That's not a
huge...
He's not even here. He can't even defend himself.
All right.
All right. We've got to go. The House of Pastries are on the phone.
Let's get into the House of Pastries.
The full show dump from Triple M.
Pasties, as it says.
Pasties.
Getting spell the past tires. Who's on the phone?
Get in touch with the City Times through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here's the dumper from Triple M.
Dump.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Tuesday morning, live across Melbourne, ready to go.
You know I love Tuesdays, gosh. Troy.
One of your favourite days, isn't it?
I reckon it's my favourite day at the moment. Tuesdays.
Yeah, good.
I think that's true.
I love Tuesdays. Mm. It's just a chance to dig your heels into the week and say, no, no, I'm going to enjoy this week.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday had a lovely man lunch yesterday.
I love this.
With a group of boys I haven't seen. I mean, I've known for 30 years.
Yeah.
But you know how you just don't find time.
Oh, totally. Yeah. There's always something else going on.
Isn't it awful?
And catching up as a group.
It was lovely. Yeah. Mario's in Fitzroy.
Lovely.
They were happy when we left.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I bet.
It wouldn't have been a quiet lunch.
Yeah. No.
Who was best on?
Well, me, as
of
always.
Course.
Yeah.
Cheerleading from the front.
Yeah.
Encouraging the boys to be on their best behaviour. You know what I'm like in public.
You are a delight.
I like to keep it low key.
Of course you do.
And, singing Ness and Dormer and towards the end in the Builder's Arms was wearing a little thin for some of the diners.
What time was that?
Really?
But don't ask me to.
Who asked you to? You did.
A friend.
Yeah.
Marty Sheargold friend?
Yeah. I sang it myself.
You asked yourself to sing it, yeah.
Well, geez, that's a hard
that's
start.
Fun, though.
Hard start for a week, a Monday afternoon.
Give us a bit of it.
Nah, I can't now.
Come on.
Nah, I need my mates with me.
Hey, who are your mates?
Nah, my proper mates.
30-year mates.
My proper mates. Not like you and your mates.
Oh, my God.
All of your mates suck. That's why you should have come to the lunch, so you could get some straight feedback about your friendship groups. They're toxic.
Friendship groups are toxic. Happened?
Well, you're sitting halfway through that lunch going, geez, we should do this more often. Why is it taking us this long to get together?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a few blokes there I don't want to see.
Oh, right.
Who?
Okay.
Your mates.
Oh. There?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know what's happening.
It was wonderful.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you had fun.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, there should be more of it, Marty.
Had a puttanesca.
Yeah.
Did you have
some lunch? Hey!
God.
Max Gord.
Hangy didn't turn up
this morning. Oh, didn't he?
No. He's
too busy?
Oh, God, he's useless.
Top 6 at 6.
There you go.
Bang.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. We've got the headlines here, Marty.
Straight into it.
Yes.
Coming in at number one, Hawthorn fans are wondering if they were robbed of a win after an umpire failed to call time on after a free kick leading to a missing 19 seconds, William.
Yeah, I was just watching this before. It's a bit of a non-story, I reckon. It would happen all the time where the umpire just got delayed by a couple of seconds when someone's going back to take their shot at goal and didn't put his hand up.
It really matters, that couple of seconds.
Yeah. If you forensically went through every one of these incidents, games would go for 20 seconds longer or shorter all the time.
Well, and the other thing is that the result's been decided and the game's over.
Tough titties.
Exactly.
It's the tough titties rule.
Pretty much
we
the
got
tough
it here.
Titties rule.
You know, and it happens. It hits everyone at some point in life.
It does.
Tough titties. Yeah.
Tough titties.
Life is hard. Life is hard.
Mm.
Tough titties.
That's it.
Coming in at two, Israel has slammed an application by the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court for an arrest warrant for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a historical disgrace. US President Joe Biden also said the arrest warrants were outrageous.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Always, you know, because I'm pro-Israel, I always find it hard to...
Stop!
Don't.
What?
Stop.
We'll get protests.
Oh.
That's
whose side am I? Remind me.
Better to just...
It's such a funny one, isn't it? People just go, ugh!
Yes.
As soon as it comes up in conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Zhuzhi.
Well, I think this particular person is going after both sides.
Yeah.
People from both sides of this issue.
I'm on humanity's side.
Good one, bud.
I don't want any children or innocent civilians.
No one does.
No.
And that's why we're in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coming in at number three, an inquiry into the UK's infected blood scandal.
Mm-hmm.
What? Found British authorities and the country's public health service knowingly exposed tens of thousands of patients to deadly infections through contaminated blood and blood products and hid the truth for decades.
Mad cow?
What is going on?
It's not worse.
No, it's not. It's worse.
Around 3,000 people are believed to have died, and many others were left with lifelong illnesses after receiving blood or blood products tainted with HIV or hepatitis.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
In the 70s all the way through to the early 90s.
Yes.
See, that's awful.
Knowingly.
So, knowingly is
that's
the key
shocking.
There. Why?
Because they
had,
did that happen?
They must have had a blood shortage.
Yeah, I imagine.
Just thought, well, I mean, we've got to use this blood.
Roll the dice.
Ah,
that
I don't
is
know.
A scandal.
Mm. Mate, that
really
is a disaster.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Coming in at 4, Parramatta Eels, my boys. Brad Arthur's been sacked effective immediately. Brad, of course, is the coach there. As the club's season went from bad to worse over the weekend. Yeah, they're having a bad year, no doubt.
Mm.
Coaches come and go now, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just the first resort now is get rid of the coach.
Geez, the Storm would have killed off a few coaches in their time.
The who?
The Storm. That was that was who the Eels lost to on the weekend.
Yeah. It was an absolute belting. And they looked underdone. I watched a bit of it. Who'd coach?
Oh, it'd be tough,
oh yeah.
Such no,
a
thanks.
Tough
any
job.
Sport.
I mean, security, all of that stuff.
But the stress, the stress levels.
Yeah.
The scrutiny.
Blame. Daily scrutiny.
And, you know, idiots in the suburbs go, oh, but they're well paid. So what?
Yeah.
It ain't about money.
Yeah.
It's and it's such a win-loss culture as well.
It'll be a very short career as well.
Mm. Well, it's been numerous short coaching careers. Look at our mate, the bloody Noble at North.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What? 2 seconds.
Who in hell gave that bloke the job?
Are there many who have not played professional football before?
In AFL, well, very few.
He was actually one who hadn't.
This particular one.
Brad Arthur, I don't believe. I don't believe Brad Arthur played NRL at the top level. I might be wrong.
I think Chris Fagan's the only one in the AFL currently.
Oh, 25 seconds.
Oh, that's heaps.
Chris Hemsworth is receiving a star. A star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Is they're giving them out.
I saw him in Furiosa, the Mad Max movie last night. He was actually really good in it. I don't know.
Was sometimes he a bit cringe?
A little bit, if you're not a fan of Chris Hemsworth. The movie's great.
Melbourne is home to 5 of the world's best steak restaurants.
Yes!
Yeah!
Top 6 at 6!
Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Three-way time. If you'd like to be a part of this, call us right now, 1-333-53, because good prize this week, Marty. $250 to spend on Steel Blue Boots.
Great boots.
Yeah, which we've checked out online. $10 from every pair of pink and purple coloured Steel Blue Boots sold is donated to breast cancer care, which is lovely.
And I
great initiative.
Yeah.
And they're a solid looking, they're an amazing boot. I've got a pair at home.
Yeah.
But the purple and the pink particularly.
I'm enjoying them both.
You're enjoying all of them. Mm. There they are there. Mm. Good looking boot.
Reckon. Nice boot.
What a pair to support women on and off site. Brad is back for his second chance this morning, Marty.
Well done, Brad. How are you going, mate?
Good, thanks, Chicks.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, a bit nervous.
You'll be okay.
Nervous, no. Mm.
You'll be okay, mate. It sounds like you're in the tunnel.
Are you with us there, Brad?
Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah.
That's
much better.
What are you doing?
Brad, welcome now.
Just moved around the corner.
Yeah.
Lee is in Bayswater. Hello, Lee. How are you going?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Wonderful, Lee. What are you doing for a living?
I'm a stair builder.
A stair builder?
Have we spoken to you before, Lee?
No.
Oh, no.
Another stair builder.
Yes.
I'm intrigued by stair builders.
Stair buildings. It's a beautiful trade, Lee.
Yeah, it's up and down.
Hey!
Hey.
Hey.
Well,
and that works on so many levels.
It does.
Like stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
This is fun comedy. Brad and Lee, here we go. Tell me what these three things have in common. Best of three, first of two. Great prize. The pink and purple boots will give $10 to breast cancer care.
Yeah.
I mean, do yourself a favour.
Steel Blue.
Question one. Brad versus Lee. Cobra, Footjoy, TaylorMade.
Lee. Brad.
Oh, oh Lee.
Lee. Lee. Lee.
Just by a hair. By a stare.
Lee.
Lee.
Golfing products?
Yes.
Golfing products?
I will accept golfing products. They are golf brands. Question two for the win, Lee. To stay in it, Brad. Tibia, fibula.
Brad. Bones in your leg.
Oh, yes. Jeez, he's good.
We're going to a tie break.
Brad's a really good player.
He is a really good player. Yeah. He was very unlucky yesterday.
Yeah, he got the New Zealand Prime Minister.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Right. Yeah, it was a good question.
A smart cookie.
Point apiece.
Yeah, this is amazing.
For the win.
Here's the tie break. Brad versus Lee. Question three. Guy Fieri, Heston Blumenthal, Matt.
Brad.
Oh, dead heat.
That is a dead heat.
I mean, I couldn't call it.
No.
Yeah. Dead heat. Maybe we have to go to another one.
You guys are too good at this.
Here we go.
They were celebrity chefs, by the way.
Yeah, they were celebrity chefs. Yeah. Tiebreak question. Tracy, Larry, Yazzie.
Oh. Yeah, you know it. Come on.
Nothing?
No.
Tiebreak question.
What was the answer?
They were cyclones.
I thought it was obvious.
Yeah, I know.
Especially the Yarsie one.
Brad, Lee, tiebreak. Bullets, Heat, Bronco.
Brad. Brisbane Sporting
Club. Yeah! Brad Scott!
Well done, Brad. Lee, would you like to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
All righty, we'll chat to you then.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Marty, May the 21st today.
Number one song, 1983.
What a tune. Your red
shoes and great track. Yeah.
Ah, Bowie.
Let's dance. To the song they're playing on the radio. One of his best, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon.
Classic Bowie. 1932, after flying for 17 hours from Newfoundland, Amelia Earhart lands near Londonderry in Northern Ireland.
That's right, we were talking about her takeoff yesterday.
Yeah. It's the first transatlantic solo flight by a woman.
Yeah.
Who was the first by a man?
I don't remember,
actually. What year was that?
It's interesting because she was going from west to east, so she would have had a bit of tailwind because the winds go that direction.
Okay.
Around the world. So that might have helped her.
No, she cheated.
She cheated.
1919. Captain John Alcock and Lieutenant Arthur. Oh, that's Solo. No, hang on.
Solo is Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh in 1927. Yeah, right.
27. Yes. So she was only 5 years behind him.
Yeah. What's named after him, Lindbergh? Something.
No, yes. There was the Lindbergh, the kidnapping was his son.
Was there an airport in America maybe named after him, I think, potentially? Not sure. The name's familiar, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Lindbergh kidnapping.
Lindbergh?
Yes.
Huh. It's just when you do get something right, it's so unsettling.
I know my true crime.
You do know your true crime.
1981, reggae musician Bob Marley receives a Jamaican state funeral. I'm surprised Dan Andrews didn't give him one. I'll hand him out.
Passed away from skin cancer.
Yeah, on his toe.
Didn't he? On his, between his toes.
It was crazy.
Yeah. His grandson is dating Kate Moss. Is that something recently?
Yeah. It was. 1988, Weird Al Yankovic's Fat. It's number 99.
Wow.
With the Michael Jackson parody.
Yep.
Yeah. It's year 8 for me.
Pudgy, portly, or stout.
You love parodies.
Mate, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
The Richter scale.
I don't think I've heard it since 88.
It's not on high rotation. I'm surprised we don't play it.
We played in this segment all the time.
Yeah.
2004. Sherpa Pemba Dorji climbs Mount Everest in 8 hours and 10 minutes.
Mm.
breaking his rival Sherpa Lakpugelu's record from the previous year. Yeah, I mean, it makes a mockery of the whole thing.
Well, it was unverified in court. They said there's not enough evidence that he actually did this. And now the fastest ascent from the base camp is 10 hours, 56 minutes. Yes. Yeah. That's with oxygen.
Which base camp, though?
It'd be the one at 17,000 feet.
South base camp.
Yeah, the main base camp, I think.
Before the final shaft.
Correct, yeah. Jeez. Which is still, it's 28,000 feet or 29,000 feet, Mount Everest. So you're still going up 10 or 11,000 feet from base camp.
Yeah.
In 10 hours.
Yeah.
Jogging.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Mm.
That's Sherpas for you.
Oh, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
2018, former US President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama signed a deal with Netflix to produce films and series. What have they produced?
They did that film recently with Julia Roberts.
A lot of docos.
A lot of docos.
I think they've won two Oscars, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely won one.
American Factory, I think, the Chinese factory that was established in the US.
I love hearing him speak.
So do I.
Yeah.
2023, rock band Foo Fighters introduced a new drummer, Josh Fries, in a live stream event promoting the new album and tour. He's a very, very, very well-respected drummer. I did a deep dive on him a couple of weekends ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Gautier is turning 44.
Oh. I love this song still.
Me too.
And Mr. T is turning 72.
Mr. T!
I pity the fool.
Yeah. What's on the back page? It's time for your sporting news right now. Back page, what's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Report from Tom Morris on Nine News last night that the MCC and Victorian government are exploring the possibility of a regular season NFL match to be played at the MCG, which would be the first ever on Australian soil.
It'd be great.
We've had exhibition games, we've had college games. I think the Denver Broncos might have played up at the Olympic Stadium in the 90s.
Right.
But this would be the first regular season game, a game for premiership points, if you will.
It'd be fun.
So the LA Rams are in the box seat. They've tried to get their brand into Australia over the last few years, and so they have a bit of a connection with the governments here. So they would be in the box seat. There's been 50 international regular season games around the world, including London, Frankfurt, Munich and Mexico City, among some of those cities. So it would be a really big coup for Melbourne, for sure. It'd be a big advertising and tourism coup for the city.
Yeah, for a game that is so American, it's amazing how global it is.
Got reach. Got a big following here.
Massive.
Yeah.
Around the world.
It's a good time as well in Australia. It's always that sort of 10 a.m. kickoff time, which is great.
It's funny because outside of their NFL season, you don't think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Until it rolls around again and you're like, oh, NFL's back on. Cool.
So it would be between October 2025 and February 2026, they are estimating, if it were to happen.
That'd be
exciting.
Thing for
there's some high-profile Australians in the NFL at the moment, which is good.
Another event for us.
Another event for Melbourne.
We're amazing.
Absolutely. In the AFL, Luke Parker has been sent straight to the VFL tribunal after his head-high bump to Frankston player Josh Smith over the weekend.
He didn't miss him.
Nah, hospitalised with a cheekbone injury, so they're expecting a minimum of 5 weeks. That's what the VFL are seeking. Jeez, Luke Parker. I mean, Josh Smith is obviously the victim in this scenario, but you've got to feel for Luke Parker trying to get back into that Swans team and then a bump gone astray.
Gone astray?
I mean, you shouldn't be.
Ball didn't look that close to it.
No. No, there was an argument that...
looked like a good old-fashioned shirt front.
Yeah. Good old-fashioned shirt front.
He didn't miss him.
No, didn't miss him at all, so...
I heard some discussion around it on the radio on the weekend, and so I Googled it and had a look at it, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. No, it's ugly.
Really ugly.
So we'll see what happens there tonight. Jake Lever will undergo knee surgery for the D's, which will see him miss up to a month for the D's. He was subbed out against West Coast with concussion, but with the upcoming bye, they've decided to pull the trigger and try and get this knee right.
Right.
So he will miss maybe about 3 games.
Slightly interrupted season.
Yeah. A lot of injuries in the AFL.
God, my God.
High profile
injuries. What about the NRL?
Yeah.
What's going Munster's on?
Munster's gone down for 2 months.
There's so many elite footballers missing football at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Good news, though. Tom Liberatore is expected to return inside the next 3 weeks. He was cleared by specialists to resume playing. He's had 2 concussions this season. But Mitch Cleary reporting that the specialists gave him the tick, which is good because that was 2 very worrying concussions he suffered this year.
Oh, yeah.
Harrison Jones from Essendon has copped a 1-match ban for a dangerous tackle on Zach Fisher. And in football news, soccer, international football in Melbourne this week. So we have Tottenham taking on Newcastle United tomorrow night at the MCG. There's open training at Amy Park tonight if you want to get down there and see them kick around.
That'll be packed, won't it?
Yeah, they're expecting a big crowd at the MCG. And then Marvel Friday night has a double header. So we have the Newcastle A-League Men's All-Stars game, followed by the Arsenal Women's and the A-League Women's All-Stars, which is almost the bigger draw card, I would argue. So you have Courtney Vine of the Matildas taking on the Matildas trio, Kyra Cooney-Cross, Caitlin Ford and Steph Catley. So they're expecting another big crowd at Marvel on Friday night. International soccer feat.
Wow.
Keep an eye on the yellow cards, I guess.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Max Gawn still to come this morning, Marty. He will be with us after 8 o'clock, a little over an hour away.
Yes, we'll have to get to the bottom of Melbourne losing to the West Coast Eagles.
Over in Perth.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. It's a tough one to have to talk to Max about.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Imagine if he wants to talk about Harley Reid or not. Because Harley Reid fever has gripped the nation.
We'll ask him.
Well, he would have seen it up close.
Yeah.
Mark is in Endeavour Hills. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mate, you're through to the studio. Opportunity to win 10 grand. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living,
First time, long time.
Oh, good on you, Mark.
What do you do for a living, buddy?
I'm a garbo.
Yes.
Early starts.
Very.
Yeah.
What time are you up?
About 4 every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Same as us.
Nice time of day, isn't it?
It is.
Best time of the day.
Yeah. Just get stuff done. It's amazing how productive you are in the mornings.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
What time do you finish, Mark? What's knockoff?
About 2 every day.
Okay.
It's a long day.
It is a long day. 10-hour day.
Is it cool?
I only work 4 days a week.
Oh, that's good.
A dream.
Yeah. 40 hours, there you go. Done.
The other day working from home.
No.
Doing your own rubbish.
I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, well done.
Like a side hustle or?
No, just in what they call semi-retirement.
Oh, no, nice.
Yeah, Mark. I like semi-retirement.
10 grand could help semi-retirement,
absolutely.
I reckon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be nice for a holiday.
Who's your favourite band, Mark?
AC/DC.
Nice. Straight off the bat. Didn't have to think about it. All right, buddy, I'm going to hand you over to Troy Ellis, 2017 Hall of Famer, Peninsula Old Boy.
Yes.
Have you made it down for the function yet? When's the function?
Oh, no, I missed the function because I was away.
That's damn right.
It. Yeah.
Damn it.
I know, it was last year. I missed out, unfortunately.
All right, well, we'll have to readdress that at some point in the future.
It's the next one.
Mark, here he is. Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Marty. Mark, are you ready for song number one?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, that's title it. And artist, mate, is what we need. Here it is.
Nah, didn't even get that.
Really? Oh,
oh
no.
Really? Yeah. I played it nice and loud for you.
Yeah, no, it sounds different on the phone, I'll tell you.
Oh,
we've heard that before, Mark. This is the song.
Sorry, Mark.
Coldplay. Viva la vida.
No worries. You have a good day.
Oh, you too, mate.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What won't you part with is the question we're asking. I only on the weekend sent you guys a photo of the ute.
You did.
I love that ute.
And said, look at this.
And you were so passionate about it.
2002, I bought that ute.
Yeah.
Yeah, still going strong.
No, it is wonderful. Yeah. I'm never getting rid of that ute.
No.
Great colour too.
Yeah, the maroon.
Yeah,
it's a good colour.
I think it's called Firefox from memory.
I don't think I've seen a ute that colour.
Yeah. No, there's a few of them around. You're not great with colours.
No, that's true.
That's a fair point.
It's not your strength.
don't bring up colour.
I shouldn't have. I didn't think about that.
It's the Rodeo. Yeah. And not my first Rodeo either.
You bought it new, brand new?
No, I bought it secondhand. It had done 15,000 Ks.
What's it done now?
130.
Oh, nice.
It's just sitting.
Never let you down.
It's pristine.
Yeah.
Because you do a lot of trips to the tip and stuff.
I love the tip.
Yeah.
I love going to the tip.
I
used to really love going to the tip with Dad in the old days when the tip was the tip.
Yeah. But it's so expensive to go to the tip now.
Oh, my God. Don't even start me. I got charged $100 to get rid of styrofoam.
Huh? Does it depend on what you're tipping?
Yeah.
Oh, it yes, does. It
yeah,
does.
Green rubbish is different to...
Yeah.
And if you've got a trailer or just a...
All of that.
Back of the SUV.
Yeah.
On back of the ute.
But the styrofoam fee was the one where I just went, wow.
Yeah.
This is a... Scam.
So expensive. Have you lost your love for the tip?
No.
Marty, you
must. They tested me that day. Yeah. I won't lie. I was tested.
Yes.
What won't you part with? Man turns to internet to defend himself after revealing disgusting yellow pillow to his girlfriend. And there it is.
Oh, it is. And we've all had pillows like that. If you haven't, then you're a liar.
It's a holiday house pillow.
It is.
Yeah.
It's where pillows like this end up.
Oh, it's got like, it looks like he's been placing cups on it.
It does. It looks like cup stains.
I think that's his back of his head sweat.
Oh. Or dribble.
I reckon it's drool. Yeah.
Drool in a circle?
You can do a circle.
I'm a big sleep drooler, especially when I nap.
I reckon everyone is.
Yeah.
You just don't realise.
That's a good sleep.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Cam on social media and he's revealed to his girlfriend that the key to getting the perfect night's sleep is his yellow pillow.
Oh, no, he's like attached to it. Like
he's not giving it up.
Baby blanket.
Yeah. What won't you part with?
133353 or get in touch through
you just
Insta.
Won't give it up. For me, it's a ute.
Yeah.
For this bloke, it's the pillow.
Stained pillow.
The pillow has turned yellow from the accumulation of years of head sweat.
Oh.
Now she's mad at him. Classic female response.
You don't need to be mad at him.
No, it's just ladies.
You can be disgusted. There's no need to be mad. No.
Yeah, you can be disappointed.
You can educate him and say, you're going to get a face rash.
Yeah, this is a filthy pillow. You should throw it out.
Yeah.
You pig.
Yeah. You can throw names around like pig, but you don't need to be mad at him.
This may have been dramatised. We don't know if she was actually.
Good call, will you? Yeah. Really solid call from you. The topic has divided the internet, has it?
Just in two. Just
really? Like,
you're either yes or no.
Right down the middle.
Yeah.
The internet's never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
It's just went
division.
Since old yellow.
It's a polarising issue.
It really is. It's just gone bang, the internet split in two.
Yeah.
All around the world, Weibo, the whole lot. The Chinese cannot get their head around this. Quite literally. I wonder what Chinese pillows are like. Haven't got time. Let's keep moving.
Good.
One social media commentator said that they legit haven't rested comfortably since getting rid of their loyal yellow pillow.
Right.
And another said their life has been a downward spiral since they got rid of theirs. Oh. When you find a pillow that works, it really can be...
It's life-changing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got all new pillows the other day and I had the opposite... Because we're Adair's linen lovers.
Of course.
And I got them all at Adair's and lay my head on that and I had the most incredible sleep I've reckon I've had in 10 years. I was like, why didn't I do this earlier?
Well, you're a linen lover.
I'm a linen lover.
New pillows, new linen.
It's the best.
It's like a hotel sleep.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
New linen.
Oh.
A new set of sheets.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, I mean, I do know what it is. You pay for quality.
Yeah.
It's the crispness. They nurture you.
You get it.
Who am I kidding? I get really expensive sheets.
Yeah.
And I love them. What about this bloke chipped in to say he'd been using the same pillow since he was 10?
Oh, revolting.
Oh. And he's never washed it.
Well, that's...
Could you imagine what's in that pillow?
Oh. An ecosystem.
Oh.
We're talking about something that you won't part with. Marty, you've got your ute.
I'll have that ute forever.
Yeah, it's a great ute. You've had it for a long time.
I have a mug that I got at Movie World when I was like 9.
You'll never get rid of that.
I refuse to get rid of it.
Why would you?
It's an Elmer Fudd mug. That was really hard to say and scary.
It's an Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd mug.
It's an Elmer Fudd mug.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd mug.
It's an Elmer Fudd mug.
Yeah.
Good vocal warm-up.
Yeah.
This guy's hung onto his pillow.
Yeah, this bloke's
yellow
hung onto his pillow. It's yellow. Everyone's had a yellow pillow at various stages.
Seen better days.
Do you use a pillow cover before you put the pillowcase on?
I actually don't. I would like to get some.
I started doing that in the last few months.
Good idea. They're excellent.
I think I might get some.
Yeah, they're great.
Blocks the sweat a bit.
Yeah. And it also just it pads out the pillow in the case.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's a finer line.
It absolutely does.
When I step back from the bed, having made it every morning, which I do as part of my routine, I can't start the day without making the bed. It's just a little thing. But it keeps me on track.
It's the little things that matter, though, Marty. I hate people that make their bed.
I was going to say, there's no way you're making your bed every morning.
I get out of it. It's full of farts and little bits of wee, and I get on with my day.
How appealing.
Disgusting. John. Your bedroom would stink in the morning.
My bedroom's foul.
How's your bedroom, John?
Better than Marty.
Good. I mean, that's not hard.
Why won't you give up, John?
Hey, before I mention my object, would you be interested in a fun fact about skanky pillows?
Yes, please.
After 11 years, 10% of its weight is dead skin, oil, and the critters that eat all that stuff.
Oh, 10%
of it is dead skin, oil, and the little critters that eat all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
No thanks.
Well, you should. I mean, you should. How often are you supposed to turn it? Says, buy a new pillow.
It says you should get rid of it and replace it every 1 to 2 years.
Oh, rubbish!
Oh, no, please.
God, the price of pillows. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
The washing machine can make it go all lumpy.
Oh, can it?
Funny and different.
But pillows are so expensive.
Because he lives.
But who decided pillows are that expensive?
Yeah.
The pillow people.
I hate the pillow
big
people.
Linen.
Yeah, big linen.
But not a Des.
Not a Des.
Big pillows.
John. What can't you part with?
Yeah. Anyway, my childhood teddy bear.
Yeah, and
you've still got it, John?
Sorry?
You've still got it, obviously. What? Describe it to me.
Yeah, Fred. He's the knitted one that my mum made.
Oh, you should never get rid of that, John.
So, no, he's nice. He'll get buried.
Does he stay on the bed, John, or is he in a little...
No, he's got a special place on the shelf in one of the spare bedrooms.
Oh, yeah, no. I've got a lot of my teddies at my mum's house, but I've taken my two best to my house. I have them forever.
You're such a teddy bear girl.
No,
it's like that
ad
where the guy goes home with the girl and her bed's covered in teddy bears. That's you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're a teddy bear girl.
Well, he got there on Insta, Will.
Thanks, Troy. Danelle says that my original Paddington bear from Paddington Station, and she's sent through a photo of her teddy.
Give us a look.
Paddington.
Oh,
it's a proper Paddington.
He's in good nick.
I bought the kids one of those when I was over in England. Proper one from Hambly's.
Yeah. Nice.
I thought Harrods used to sell them too, didn't they?
Yes, but Hambly's, the toy store, you know, the giant toy store that's in London? I bought it there. It's exactly the same as that.
And George says my trusty Massport lawnmower.
Oh, yeah, Massport.
Massport, yeah, good mower.
It's a New Zealand brand, Massport.
Yeah, but I think they've got the same engine, aren't they? All Briggs and Statton.
I think so.
Stratton. Yeah.
He's had the same one since 2003, maintains it its whole life. I've had the starter cord hit itself and had that replaced. Wheels falling off, and he's just replacing the blades and maintaining the mower.
Yeah, nice. I've got a Massport as a push mower. It's been a very good mower.
Yeah.
Anthony in Pakenham, Marty.
Hello, Anthony.
Hey, mate, how are we?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What are you not getting rid of, Anthony?
Much to my wife's disgust, my CD collection.
Okay.
Yes.
But what's wrong with it, though, Anthony? You just got so many of them.
Too many of them. Takes up a big chunk of space in the garage and apparently is in the way, so yeah.
Do you ever listen to them?
Not at the moment. I've got nothing to listen to them on now. That's a drama.
Yeah, well, that's probably part of her issue.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's her issue, I guess.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. She has to go.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We are talking about things that you're not going to part with, Marty.
Well, a lot of things, I guess, parents keep from their children.
Yes.
I'm just, you know, we've kept... No, not hair.
Hair.
No, you're the only person I know who collects hair and teeth.
That's not...
No.
People, my nana has my dad's first little lock of hair that when he got his first haircut.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did you mean more like pottery and art and stuff.
Yeah. Like child art. Oh, eventually you stand over the recycling bin and go, You can't keep it all.
Birthday
you physically
cards.
Can't keep it all. It just is a never-ending stream of shit child art.
My mum does have a little plastic pocketbook filled with all my kindergarten drawings. Oh, she must have got really excited at the start and then it'll stop.
Yeah, it was like your first... when. The midwife would come over and you'd have your baby book and you'd be filling stuff out. That lasted about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
John's in Hyatt, Marty.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Nice.
John, what have you held on to? What can't you let go of?
I've just got from my party house, share house days, I've got a double-page spread from the son of the Pope. Mm. And... framed it up, put a joint in one hand and a beer can in the other, and he's blessed all my partying over the years.
Oh, well
done. It's still down in the shed, but the wife tries to put it in the bin all the time, I keep digging it back out.
Put her in the bin, am I right, John?
That's right, mate, that's right.
Yeah. Well, you can't even really do those jokes anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
That was a joke.
Thank you, John.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
A couple of showers around today, top of 15 degrees, staying in the mid-15 range through until Monday of next week, Marty.
Perfect Melbourne weather.
Getting ready for winter.
That's why we live here, mate.
That's right.
For those beautiful winter days.
Love seasons.
There's no skill in living in far north Queensland.
The leaves at the moment, the colour of the leaves is beautiful.
Oh, but they've been... Stunning. Like, been a drawn-out autumn.
It really has.
It's been a long autumn.
You shared a photo the other day.
Yeah, it's been a long autumn.
Mm. I feel like the leaves changed a little bit at the start, then we had all this beautiful weather, and then they went stunningly orange again.
Yeah, it's great.
But even in the city, they haven't completely lost their leaves, all those beautiful oaks.
No, it's still happening near my house.
I had a walk through Carlton Gardens the other day, and it was just this time of year is the most beautiful time through there.
It is lovely.
Oh. Yeah. You simply must.
No skill living in North Queensland.
There's no skill.
There's skill putting up with constant heat.
No skill in living in far North Queensland.
Unless you're escaping from a cyclone.
Yeah, or on the run. Yeah. I mean, and you're living off the lam in the bush.
Off the lam.
Killing kangaroos and all sorts of craziness, which I think we've all done.
Didn't you do that, Will?
Yeah, there's skill in that.
Yeah.
He shot a kangaroo.
Yeah, to execute a kangaroo.
Execute is an emotional word.
Well, that's how it felt.
Well, wasn't it awful. In some...
I clipped it.
Yes.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. I didn't want to.
You're a killer. How'd it feel when you pulled the trigger?
Staring into Skippy's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you close his little eyes with your hand?
Oh, no. Don't.
Oh, that's horrible. That's awful.
Stop moving your legs. Stop moving your legs. You're not running now.
Did you eat him?
Nah.
You want to eat that guy?
Did you grab him by the legs and turf him into the bush after you shot him?
Nah. He's in the bush.
Horrible, William.
Yeah.
It's harrowing.
Did you cry?
Nah.
Did you goodfellas him and just heel him in the head a couple of times? Bang.
No.
Like, really get over the top of him and stomp him. That's how I killed my last roo.
You've never killed a roo.
Remember the bird?
Yeah, I remember the bird. But you didn't kill him.
No, I couldn't. I should have. I didn't have the courage.
Do the impression.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Max Gorn just around the corner. He'll be with us in just a couple of minutes. Back,
I can see him
from Perth, and in studio, Marty, with us next.
It's going to be hard not to discuss Perth with Max.
Yes,
I'm sure it's not at the top of his list of things to talk about.
No, but he'll be expecting a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Will is in Melton. Hey, Will.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Wonderful, Will. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What are you doing for a living, Will?
Oh, I'm a trucker, mate.
Oh, yeah. Trucker. I love truckers. How big's your truck, Will?
She's only a little baby, mate. She's a 14 palleter.
14 palleter. I don't even understand that, but I love it, Will.
you'll pick it up, mate. No
a 14 palleter.
Oh, that's just like a generic truck.
Oh,
you picture
right.
a truck
okay.
that's hit the Montague Street Bridge or something. That's you know.
Not me.
Not you. Oh, it's a three axle truck.
That's it.
Yeah, bang.
What are you carrying in that guy?
Just dry goods.
Just dry goods.
A lot of pet foods and stuff like that.
Ah, dry goods.
Yeah. Dry goods.
14 pallets worth.
How do you load it?
With a forklift, mate.
Yeah, thank God.
Mm. Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Well, you had a forklift advantage.
Oh, yeah. Right, wonderful people.
Yeah, you got it. You're on it.
Yeah, 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 we are. Will, who's your favourite band of all time?
Acabaca.
Yeah, we get a lot of two in one morning. Yeah.
I mean, God, we get a lot of AC/DC is the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Mate, you can't beat a good band, mate, I tell you.
Well, you cannot. They're touring at the moment.
That's it.
Where are they? Like Switzerland or somewhere?
They are
Scandinavia?
In Germany tonight.
Gelsenkirchen. Where is it?
Gelsenkirchen.
Gelsenkirchen. Good evening, Germany. Do some German on stage if I was Angus. Ralph!
Well, Bill, you might be able to win money here and head over and see them live.
Mate, let's hope so.
Yeah. Mate, 10 grand on an AC/DC trip would be wonderful.
Oh, mate, come on.
Yeah. I'm handing you over to the king of Spin It DJ, Troy Ellis. Loves a steamed green.
Man,
thank you, mate.
Bok choy's like nobody's business. King of the mountain. King of the mountain. King of the mountain. Mount Eliza's favourite son. The Peninsula 2017 Hall of Famer. Troy Ellis!
Thank you, Marty. What an intro. I appreciate it. Well, are you ready to go? Song number one, title and artist.
Ready to rock.
All right, mate. Okay. Good luck. Here it is.
Is that Crowded House?
No, unfortunately not.
Will, the buzzer beat you.
Australian Crawl, Downhearted.
Downhearted, Aussie Crawl.
That's it's the salt. One you were thinking
thank
of,
you.
Will? No.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Pleasure, mate. Will's off. He's got yeah, stuff to do.
Pallets to deliver.
That truck's not going to load itself.
All right, we'll try
good
again.
Good chemistry with you and Will
I
today,
thought so.
Lads.
I thought so.
You should feel happy about
I
that.
I do. I do.
Max Unmotion! No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone! And the Dublin!
Hello, I was going to catch the red eye to come in yesterday.
Oh, don't be silly.
No.
Really? I thought
ridiculous. Need to rest.
That's what captains do. You're a captain.
Yeah,
Max, what happened? I did not see much of it. Okay. West Coast 16-9-105 plays Melbourne 10-10-70.
Yeah.
Just from what I'm hearing you say, hard to get momentum.
Yeah, I reckon that scoreboard flatters us a little bit. Mm. I think they were in control for the whole game. We had a little crack in the third quarter maybe with the scoreboard, but that was just the scoreboard. It certainly didn't feel like we were anywhere near them out on the field. Mm. All our prep leaned into the game where West Coast are going extremely well, especially at home. They're a tough team to beat. And their contest numbers, so their contested ball numbers, are incredibly high in the AFL at the moment. So if we knew we were slightly off in the contest, which we were, we're going to get touched up and... Yeah, we didn't fire a shot. Waterman kicked five. Reed looked really good. Callie looked good.
What do you think of Reed?
I mean,
he looks powerful.
I've been a fan of him this year.
Yeah.
He had a front row seat.
And I was on the bench for the goal.
Oh, we.
So, technically, that is the front row.
That is front row seat. Yeah.
So I didn't quite get that one, but I did see the don't argue, the two
double.
Don't argues on Clayton and Christian. And then I thought maybe I'll go to, and then I'm like, nah, I won't do that.
He seems like a powerful young kid, doesn't he? It's an understatement, but it's the power and the acceleration and the drive. He's low to the ground.
Yeah, it's quite unique to be able to play centre bounce mid in your first year.
It's crazy.
None of our guys have ever really had that chance. Maybe Clayton had a little bit of it at the end of his first year, but...
Mm.
To be able to come in and, I mean, it's only going to make him even better, the fact he's playing against Christian Petracca, Clayton Oliver, in his first year, in his ninth game.
Well, and he's still, I'm reluctant to use the word kid, but at 19, there's a lot of physical growth left in his body.
I'm glad I'm going to be on the other side of the fence calling majority of his career.
That's going to be
a pretty good one.
The strength to push off Christian Petrarca and the speed to burn him.
He sort of looks for them, doesn't he?
He embraces it.
He loves it. He loves it. Don't argue. I didn't get a tackle for the game, so let alone tackling him.
You didn't get a tackle, man?
No, I thought I did. I thought I had two. Tackles, actually, sometimes they're quite hard. If they dispose of the ball, you don't get the tackle.
Mm.
So you can do like a 720 tackle, but if he ends up handballing it, you don't actually get the tackle.
Mm. If you're the third in too, that counts as your tackle.
Sometimes,
as well.
Yeah. If you need a tackle, that's the one to go get for. Yeah. You go jump third man in. But no, I had one after the game and now zero today. So they've gone back and had a look and,
scrapped it.
Scrapping of the tackle.
Oh, it's like the Storm's premierships.
Yeah, it's amazing that you've come up with that straight away.
It's like the asterisking the Storm. You can't do it.
It's not quite that level of
Waldron.
Has Storm been a topic this morning, or have you just
fuck that.
Jake Lever is set to undergo knee surgery following his concussion that saw him subbed out of the game. Versus the West Coast, or how are we pronouncing their indigenous
name?
I'll
put that phonetically there. Walich.
Walich Marawa.
Yeah.
Walich Marawa.
Yep.
Good time for him to get a little, what I'm assuming is a bit of a knee clean out, is it?
Yeah, I don't know all the details, but all I do know is he was due for something at some point.
Right. And this has accelerated the timeline.
And then this has seemed as something that, yeah, potentially you can kill two birds with one stone. Obviously, the concussion has to be good first, so I don't think he can go in for surgery with a poor concussion, but from all reports, he's pulled up extremely well. So
He's had a funny year, hasn't he?
He's probably been best on ground a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of attention from opposite teams, similar like a Tom Stewart.
Mm.
A lot of guys put a fair bit of work into him, so it's tough to play well all the time. But the first contest, getting concussed, certainly
brutal,
didn't help us. And then he'll have a bit of time off now.
What's this Crows one, William? The AFL's ticked off the controversial decision late in the game to penalise Isaac Rankin for running too far.
Did you see the game live, Max?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm presuming you didn't, Marty.
No. But apparently he ran 24 metres.
Yeah, and you haven't seen the highlight or anything. It's been a massive talking point.
Has it?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No, massive.
Oh, well, I'll have a quick look at it now.
You've been at lunch, Marty.
Yeah, I had a long lunch yesterday.
Okay.
So I missed some of the sport.
Yes. Well, it was Saturday.
So what was... It's a really long lunch. He's not letting me get away with it. What was the issue? He ran too far. They didn't penalise him. And what came of it?
Yeah. For someone who also is a non-bouncer, I can go with Rankin here. It's very rare that this gets called. But by the letter of the law, he'd run too far. But it was, I mean, everyone's saying Adelaide are going to win the game. They still, none of the forwards heard the whistle and they didn't take a mark.
No,
and so it's going to be a forward stoppage maybe?
They weren't kicking a goal, let's be
Might
realistic.
Have been a forward stoppage at best.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ran 24 metres, about 16 steps and got paid for running too far to win the game with 20 seconds to go.
Oh.
That could be a fun top five, the top five rules that don't get paid.
Yeah, I mean, I can maybe put that down.
Put that together in the ad break?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll be this today, but it could be Friday.
Future,
yeah.
Well, we're coming back with you, top five, Max.
Yeah, I've done something.
Before we get there, though, let's have a quick look at the round. Gold Coast Geelong, Thursday night. Oh, sorry.
You want to see the...
Yeah, let's have a look at the round.
Won't we talk to Max about that on Friday?
Oh, yeah, of course we can. Yeah. But who you got on the weekend?
St Kilda on a Sunday.
The coveted 440 slot?
320 at the G.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the TV game, that's Channel 7.
So the heading to the news.
The lights will come on at some point.
Yeah, the lights will be second half, definitely.
320.
Yeah.
What's that like, the sort of changeover between day and light?
I think it's a great game. Yeah, I really like it. It's like the last quarter's dark, but the artificial light comes in during the third.
What time slot was your grand final?
What we just played, I reckon. 420. Yeah.
Because that was,
it was really
was
late
light,
for us.
Light tonight as well.
Yeah, I reckon it was 4:20 Perth.
Yeah,
which would have been like 6:20, depending if daylight savings was over. It's only 2 hours to Perth now, isn't it?
2 hours at the moment. Yeah, three in summer.
Yeah.
Felt like 15 years.
Oh my
when
god!
When I was over there,
it's a celebration.
No, they're just not quite up to where Melbourne is. It's the city.
Oh, it's Perth. It's a different, totally different vibe.
The time zone felt 15 years.
Yeah,
behind.
It's a quiet CBD. You have to know Perth to enjoy Perth, which I don't mind.
They see weekends as let's close the whole CBD.
It's true.
It's a very quiet town, but it is fun. I've always enjoyed myself in Perth. Subiaco's good place to hang out.
Frio. Frio's great.
Cottesloe down around there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the city itself, is a big...
Yeah. Well, we only know CBD Perth and then Joondalup, I'd get that wrong. That's where we hubbed, which is apparently the Cranbourne of Perth.
What
are you saying, man?
We love Cranbourne.
I'm sorry.
Cranbourne's amazing.
I love Casey. Casey's
there, your people.
Can't wait to drive down there today.
Of course.
Yes.
Get out there in the wet.
Yes.
Hopefully it's windy.
Yes.
It will be.
Ideally.
Hopefully it's wet and windy. Yeah. And you can really enjoy training. Is it mouth guards in? Did Goody crack it?
No, that's the old school 1980s when you have a loss. Run 10K, bring your mouth guards.
What was the sort of vibe amongst the group? Have you had a chance to have a look at some vision?
Not yet. Losing interstates was the worst. I get from an external point of view, sometimes interstate losses is expected, but every time you lose interstate, it really, because you got the bus trip, then you got the hotel, then you got the airport, and you're just seeing everyone for a long time, and you're quite upset. So especially against a team that's in the bottom half, it can be quite a bit of a punch in the face.
But the flip of that, an interstate win, imagine is pretty galvanising.
Yeah, well, we had the two in Adelaide, which was
phenomenal,
which was incredible.
So when I texted you,
we bonded.
I said, wow,
you compared him to an Anzac.
He said, oh,
no,
love,
that was the Anzac.
That was the Anzac. That was the
Of course,
I love the country. I love Melbourne.
You're the captain of Melbourne. That was that. Once again, sitting on the mower.
Attitude and energy.
Having a lager.
Cool.
Essendon North, it's worth talking about.
Yeah,
obviously, I'm joking. What else? What else was massive? Well, Collingwood, Adelaide was big.
Port Hawthorn had the interesting finish.
Yeah, toe poke over the line.
Well, I went off my phone. You put your phones in, as Loz knows, because you tried to text me 10 minutes before the game.
Oh, I knew you would read it afterwards.
Strange choice from you.
I put my phone away at 30 points. So I thought Hawks were home.
Yeah, then, well, they were up by 41 at one point.
Obviously, so did Campbell Brown.
Yeah, he called it.
Yeah, that's right.
He went early.
It's pretty safe. 40 seconds, 2 goals, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you would have thought so. Yeah.
Lee Matthews rule.
Yeah. So they go down, go bang, and then they go down and go tap. It's an absolute coach killer.
Devastating loss.
Two interesting things from I tipped Collingwood by less than a kick, and I tipped Bulldogs to beat Giants.
Well done.
You did too.
Yeah.
Well done.
I had a really good Saturday afternoon.
Well done.
Sydney thumped Carlton.
Yeah, and then I said Brisbane should have been shorter than Essendon, and that turned out to be true.
Yeah,
Brisbane really were in control of that game, and Bombers and Norfolk was close until the second half.
How's the accuracy from Brisbane? 26-7.
Yeah, wow. Actually,
there was a staggering amount of those goals were from 10 meters.
Right
within the goal, it was just a procession.
They weren't slotting them.
No. You get really fascinated by the scoreline.
I do,
and now it's starting to get to me because you don't know anything else about that game.
So it's just what I can see is that Brisbane won comfortably. Richmond, it looked a little underdone. New segment.
Yes.
Max's top five.
Let's do it now.
Max has brought a list in.
My top five.
We've got the top five.
Max Vaughan's top five.
Let's go through it.
There it is. Thank you, DC.
Magical
fingers.
Yeah.
What's your top five today, Max?
So I think it's kind of cool. I've got an obscure top five favourite players in the comp.
Great.
I think it's not like Bont, Cripps,
okay,
Ollie Wines.
You've gone obscure favourite players.
Is this based off just purely talent?
People that I enjoy watching.
Just aesthetics.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, nice.
And for example, number five is Jack Silvani because he's the best looking guy in the AFL.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, and I love watching the best looking guy in the AFL. Wiffy, the best looking father in
the stands.
What's
happened to him?
ACL this year.
He's done his ACL, which is devastating because I love watching him.
Jeez, that's tough. How's he going to... I mean, his tan is...
It's incredible.
Elite.
He's so good looking.
I don't know how he keeps that tan year round. I hope he's not a... They don't even have sunbeds anymore, do they?
No, gosh, no. That's just him.
Yeah.
My favourite hottie?
From the weekend?
Yeah.
You love the Bombers
Duggan
guy.
Liam Duggan.
Yeah, he's not quite in my top five yet. In fact, he's on from the weekend. I don't like him now because he beat me.
Yeah, but he's hot.
You're not just naming your top five hottest players.
No. That's next week. Number four is Joe Danaher.
Yeah.
Really? Purely because he lives 3 hours away from training in Byron Bay, doesn't have a TV.
Wow.
And takes contestant marks for fun.
He's commuting from Byron to Brisbane?
My understanding is he may have an apartment in Brisbane that he can stay in. But yeah.
Lives in a different state.
Lives in a different time zone for half a year.
That's crazy. I didn't know any of that.
And doesn't have a TV.
But geez, he can clunk them when he wants to, can't he?
It's a complete opposite to me. I think I've got five TVs. And he doesn't have one.
Doesn't have a TV.
Maybe he watches it on his laptop.
Could
TV's
do, yes.
a...
I'm thinking he doesn't watch footy at all, is my gut feel.
Well, That's interesting.
That's all my gut's.
Yeah, but how do you live without maths?
That's great.
Math. I rolled through about eight in a second and a half and landed on maths. I was going to say the Masked Singer, but of course that's been asked.
Number three is Harley Reid.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
He's got in there real early.
Yeah, he's playing good footy.
He's my midfielder of the five. You'll see that most of these guys are tall. And yeah, he's number three. Charlie Curnow too.
Yep.
He's playing good footy
too. Yeah, not as good as last year. Last year he was unbelievable. This year he will be. He'll get there. He knows he's one of my favourites as well. I tell him.
He's a physical specimen.
Yeah. And I think everyone is nowhere near number one. Number one is Levi Casbolt.
Really?
I never expected that.
Yeah.
Levi.
Good looking for one.
Yeah. Stunner.
Brute of a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brute.
Mm-hmm. And just his job is to go out there and take contested marks, and that's all his job is, and he goes out there and does it. It's great to watch. He's horrible in front of goal like me. He's got it better. I actually haven't got it better.
You've got the license from 55.
From 55.
Yeah.
He's actually got that license as well.
Yeah.
He's got a great kick.
Got a funny action, but good hands.
Yeah, had some
vices.
Had some first year problems like me. I had the dart. He had handcuffs in the boat or something.
Was he handcuffed in a boat?
Yeah.
Were they going to throw him over the side? Mafia style?
They had a drinking day on the boat or something. And he's my age, my year. I'm just all about Levi Casbolt.
This is a great top five from you.
I love this.
Great top five.
We need an end to Max's top five.
Let's play the opener again.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if that works.
Max has brought a list in.
My top five.
We've got the top five.
Top five.
Max Gorn's top five.
Let's go through it.
Top five.
Who's that voice? Max Gorn's top
That's
five.
That's Siri.
That's Siri.
Oh, or a version of Siri.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when are we seeing you?
DC's gone hard at work and just gone Siri.
Yes, there he is. He's nodding. Are we seeing you Thursday or Friday?
Friday this week.
Brilliant. And then when did you play?
We're Sunday to Sunday.
Sunday to Sunday. This is a good break.
That's good. Seven
we're stuck on Sunday for a little bit. Then we were in Alice Springs on a Sunday as well. I like the Alice Springs game. There's a bit going on there at the moment. But
What do you think of the Darwin idea?
I was there for a while. I like it. It's tough to watch sometimes.
Do you think that? I think it's entertaining.
The one on the weekend was, but when it's monsoonal.
Oh, if there's actual rain, yeah, of course.
That can be tough to watch.
Yeah.
I really liked playing there. I really liked going. It's a good experience.
Do you think it warrants a team?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. There you go.
It's a 10-year plan.
Yeah. And I mean, it's easy for me to say because I know I'm not going to be around for Tassie or Darwin, but I'd go there.
Yeah, and I think if you slow the expansion as opposed to, say, GWS Gold Coast, where they just dominated those draft picks for years and years and years, if you can spread the expansion out so it doesn't come at the cost of every other club, it makes so much more sense.
And I would love the fact if Darwin guys can stay in Darwin, if they can work out some sort of rule there where they can pick more locals.
Zone it.
Zone it.
You would live and play in Darwin or Hobart?
They're polar opposites. I do like hot and I do like cold.
You'd love weather. Yeah.
two of his top five.
Let's do a new top weather.
We'll do it on the end of the week. Max's top five weather. I don't mind the wind coming in at number five. Max, we'll see you Friday.
See you Friday.
See you, Max.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Why so?
Surely you can't.
You cannot be
serious.
Why so serious?
Why so serious? It is our game where we play a line from a song or a movie voiced by Siri, and all you have to do is tell us where it's from. Marty, last week you did say, this is it for me.
I cracked it.
You're not going to have another go at this.
But I did it for the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they don't want to hear somebody repeatedly fail.
I know.
And I don't want to be that person to them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to give myself one more chance just to see if I'm as bad as we all think I am.
I don't think you're bad. What if you win? Will you continue next week?
Yes.
Okay, great.
The scoreboard loser would suggest something different.
How bad is the scoreboard?
I don't like emotional language like that.
Well, no, I'm just sharing the facts. Will's on 8 wins.
Ugh.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Loza, you're on 4.
Well done.
Thank you.
Marty, you're on 1.
1.
But today's your day.
Yeah. If I could claw my way up to 2.
Yeah.
You're back in
It'd
it.
It'd be 2 more than North.
You're ahead of North.
It turns out quitting. I am the North Melbourne of Why So Serious.
Aww. Oh.
All right, ready for the first one?
Yes.
Round one for Why So Serious.
So this is Siri giving us a line from a movie or a song.
Correct. You just have to let us know. Best of three, first person to guess two wins for the week. All right, over to you, Siri. This is from a movie.
Our Abbey is not to be used as an escape. What is it you
Sound
can't
of music.
Face?
Yes, Willis.
I didn't understand the start
Neither
of it.
Did I.
Our Abbey is not to be used as a mistake, as a escape.
Here's the movie line.
Our Abbey is not to be used as an escape. What is it you can't face?
One of the great
Still
lines.
Still makes me laugh. Surely somebody on set must have thought, are we concerned about the pronunciation of any of this?
Or
the
delivery? Think like us then. Without potty mind.
What if we change it? What is it you aren't able to face?
Yeah, what is it you aren't able to face?
Yeah.
Or what if we change it quite simply to, what is it, cockface?
There
I reckon that would have got over the line.
Right
All right, okay.
Very short script for me. What is it, cockface? Oh, sister.
I love how you're trying to think of a way to say it somewhat PG and two.
It's a Q word you could.
It didn't happen. All right, you can win it here, Will, if you get this next one correct.
Of course you can.
Point to Will. Why so serious? All right, round two here. This is a song lyric.
Not good at song.
Over to you, Siri.
Now and then when I see her face, she takes me away to that special place.
It's Guns N' Roses.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, right, then. You had to. I'm giving
Guns
that to
Roses.
Marty. I'm giving that to Marty.
Marty, you got the point.
Yeah.
Because
you
had
jumped
started
in.
The answer.
Correct. You can't do that.
Once you start the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, so we cannot speak.
That's not true. Because
no,
you've
give Marty
taken
a chance to
before.
Answer. I'm going to give that to you, Marty. Point to Marty.
Marty can win it, dude.
Come on, Marty.
Yes, you can.
Don't let him win again.
All right.
Okay.
You could win it.
That's a lot of pressure.
Come on, North.
So I just suddenly got nervous. Go, North.
Kanga, Kanga, Kanga.
100. Move. 99.
All right.
98.
Okay.
97.
You think way too much now.
Yeah, okay.
Round three. Over to you, Siri. This is a movie line as well.
When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Karate Kid?
No.
Gladiator?
No, Marty.
Master and Apprentice?
Do you want it again?
Yeah.
When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Kill Bill?
It's Star Wars 6.
Dark Knight Rises!
What was that?
Dark Knight Rises.
No, Lozar.
Is it one of the Star Wars? One of the prequels? The third one?
Well, hang on.
Which one? Which
Sith?
One?
Episode 3. Will you accept that?
You cannot give me that.
No, I can't give you that. The actual answer is Star Wars A New Hope. Star Wars A New Hope.
That's episode 4. I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
That does
All right, still a point for Will and 1 point for Marty. None for you, Lozar.
Thank you, truly.
here's the next one.
So what happened then?
Round 4. This is also a movie line.
Good.
Over to you, Siri.
I hope that, at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me.
It's a movie. Which one?
I hope that, at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me.
Schindler's List?
No, William.
Third
and final time?
Yeah.
I hope that, at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me.
I've earned.
It sounds so familiar.
All of you have done for me.
Buzz it. Buzz it. Saving Private Ryan.
Damn it.
I hope that at least in your eyes.
Wow, it's right at the end.
I've earned what all of you have done for me.
Old man.
Yeah.
Still a point for Marty, point for Will. Let's see if I'm going to win a here for this next one.
You seem desperate to.
Well, I'm just...
You're running out.
You'll
be a draw, mate.
Mindful of Dangerous Dave starting at before 10. here we go with the next one here. This is a song.
With the lights out, it's less dangerous.
It's Nirvana.
Now.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Oh,
he did it again!
Oh, no, and I'm giving that to Marty.
Yes! Oh,
yes! That's a win for Marty. Well done, Marty.
Yes, I'm back!
It's a point on the board for you.
Because you wouldn't have...
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
What have you got?
Well, during Top 6, we spoke about Chris Hemsworth receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Mm.
So every year, I'm turning these televisions off because you're not listening.
No, I'm listening. I'm just not looking at you.
Thank you. It's really kind. An average of
quick
two.
Sticks.
Oh, get out of it. What have you got, Liza? No, come on.
Tell me. What I want to know. I do.
Every year, an average of 200 nominations are submitted for the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So you've got to nominate yourself to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Like, well, anyone, including fans, can nominate the person of their active field, as long as the nominee's manager approves. So a lot of them are like fan clubs, film studios, record companies, broadcasters. They nominate them. Then a fee of $75,000 is paid by that organisation who nominated them.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
To do that.
So is it any coincidence that Furiosa's just come out and Chris Hemsworth has got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
It's usually a bit of publicity.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That diminishes the whole thing.
It does. And we spoke about the number one song in Australia in 1983 during On This Day.
Number one song, 1983.
What a tune.
Bowie.
Yes. Mm. Well, in Australia, the number one song was actually Red Gum, I Was Only 19.
Oh, this one here. I remember this song.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah. Let's Dance was number one in the USA.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, nice. But it's also a nice opportunity to play this.
Yeah, it's a great song. Mm.
The 6th Battalion was the next to turn. It was me who drew the card. We did Canungra and Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined
anyway,
the footpaths as we marched down.
I just like the song.
It's a great one.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Have one of those Tim
Christians.
They're amazing.
Is back. Christians
in. Hello, Christian.
The man that attempted to kill all of us.
Judas.
Oh, are we blaming him?
He was the first man to go down.
Yeah, but there was a bit of time between him and William.
No, not enough.
I reckon there's only a couple of days.
I still blame William.
No, I blame Christian. 100%.
No, I blame William.
And anybody under the bus. But Nick has revealed that he was sick before Christian and he kept it on the down low.
Isn't that interesting?
Nicholas.
Oh. You know what it is? Yeah. It's all of the Italians trying to bring us down. Oh. This reminds me of the 50s on the wharves.
Oh, it's
classic stuff from you blokes.
Yeah.
You wharf-working animals!
It's all the trips to Sydney.
Yeah.
Stay in Gosford this
he's
weekend.
He's got a lady here.
I know. On the
Well, let's not discuss that. No, he might not want that.
It's on his Instagram story.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How do you think I know about it?
The other day.
I don't know anything about it, but I know she's lucky.
Do you want to see her? I stalked her, Nick.
Oh.
She's really
pretty. Well, I didn't go that far.
Okay, I haven't gone
forget her name.
Far.
A couple of issues on the home front to deal with at the moment, though, isn't there, about this weekend, Nicholas?
What? He's not listening.
Like what?
He's talking. What
whatever you just did. Whatever.
No, he looks so embarrassed.
It was wonderful.
What?
Because you clearly know something that you're not supposed to talk about.
Nick and Troy have little chats before the show while you guys are all in the office.
I know, so but I thought
Troy,
Nick was telling us something.
Troy always gets the goss.
We have a really good working relationship.
You do.
You have a lovely working relationship.
Yeah. What's the issue happening in the weekend?
Oh, he's
typing.
He doesn't have a microphone out there.
No,
he
doesn't.
Why would anal be an issue?
Oh, no.
Oh, the A-League final.
The
sorry,
A-League
I misread that.
Something to do with the boys' trip away.
Oh, that's right. You're going
pros
to
pros before hoes, sure.
Oh, Matthew, please.
Matthew.
How new is this one?
New.
She's been around for a little while.
Can
now?
We stop discussing Nick's love life as though it's a dispensary?
That's just a saying. But surely, if you've got a friendship group trip booked, you're not cancelling that because you've got a new love.
Absolutely
a new
not.
Love.
when your first love is soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
or certainly one of them.
But also, if she's going to stand the test of time, she's going to have to understand that he loves soccer.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and he loves boys. And that's something she's going to have to get her head around as well.
Boys trips away. Boys
your deep soccer. Love of men, Nick.
Yeah,
he doesn't love men.
Yeah, he does.
He loves men in a bro way.
Yeah. I think it's a little deeper than that.
Everyone gets it, yeah. Loving men in a bro way.
Yeah, he's like, bro, I love you.
Yeah. Sometimes I think Nick might have deeper feelings for men.
I wish Nick...
Nick can hear
He's
us.
So upset and embarrassed, don't.
That will
Nick,
come
I know
to him later in life. Nick feels like a guy who's going to walk out on a family with three kids to be with his man.
Never.
What's his name?
You're going to say he's going to get better, Marty.
Troy, that's so unhealthy. We don't use language like that.
He'll have a long-time personal trainer that's going to confuse the hell out of him. He keeps doing squats near him and spotting the bar with his ball bag hovering inches over Nick's face until one day Nick just sits up and cups those nuts in his mouth.
Oh, my God. If Nick felt this way, I'd be fine with it. But also, you're just embarrassing him.
No, I'm not.
Because he can't reply. He's out there.
That's the joy of it.
Yeah. Saying anything you like about Nick.
That's called bullying, mate.
That's right, Nick. One day when Marty worked on Kate and Marty, he told everyone that I piss the bed when I'm drunk all the time, and I've never once pissed the bed when I'm drunk, and I couldn't reply and say anything.
Where would Marty have got that story from?
He made it up.
I don't believe
any of
it.
Doesn't sound like you, Marty. Is it a girlfriend?
To the podcast?
Apparently Nick's girlfriend listens, but she'd never get to the back end. That's like a whole hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I'm amazed when people get to this part.
I
know, me too.
Jeez.
We've got new data now, haven't we, that allows us to know exactly how long people are listening to the podcast, which is why this new methodology is starting to have effect on people's numbers.
Yeah, we've always had that data. It just didn't feel very reliable.
Mm. But, and so what are we finding out? What are we finding out about the podcast?
Well, the podcast is still healthy.
Healthy.
Yeah. No, I know that, but we've got better data now.
Mm. I'm not across this better data, unfortunately.
Yeah,
sorry,
Matt Bellotti's across it. Oh, right, we should talk to Matt Bellotti about increments. And
See how many people stick around for each part
time spent listening, when they're turning podcast. Off.
Yeah.
I said to someone the other day, I don't know if it was in the prod pod, if you get to the end of the podcast, there's a code word, and I made it poo, apparently, and I forgot that I'd said that until someone sent me a message.
Partial arts. Yeah,
and they said I got proddy password poo.
Just one? But that's disappointing.
You could just scrub forward and get that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know. I didn't say till the very end. I said, actually, if you've made it this far, the code word is poo.
I tried to get that exact data that you're interested in from Matt, and it's not available. We can't tell exactly which brackets people are listening to. We know the average listening time of each
person. Which is what?
About 18 minutes.
Is that live or pod?
Pod, not live.
So they're listening for 18 minutes.
And so I was curious. I was like, well, which bits are you listening to?
Exactly. What are you scrubbing through? See, that's the sort of detail you need so that if you're really interested in shaping a radio show, you can sit there and go, well, they don't like three-way.
A lot of the topical things, if you're listening to a podcast, you'd probably generally skip through like a back page or a top six because they're kind of not... I think like things like three-way and the phoners and the front and back end and the games, people are probably...
Getting 18 minutes in, that's just the front end, basically. But there'd also be a lot of factors that would be skewing that data, like, I've accidentally started the podcast.
Oh, there's a million. And that's why we need to be able to track the show.
It's also, I mean, I think that people need to understand that if they're sharing things and getting in contact, that is really helpful because data you're always like, is this the data? Or is it some weird thing that's happened on Google? Mm. But when people are writing in and sharing and getting behind something, you just go, well, that's clearly there. Mm.
But also, how are we in 2024 and not doing this already?
I know. Mm.
Like, surely to God.
Yeah.
There are companies around the world that have access to this kind of data and are using it productively.
Especially when
Listener. But if you're talking about the future of our business being this space, ultimately, why don't we know the absolute insides and outs of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because I'm not surprised. You know why? Because no one gives a f***. They sit in their own little shit f***. Corral.
Marty's had enough of the podcast. Time to go home.
With a Lenovo in front of them.
We don't get Lenovos. They're too good.
Lenovo?
Just talking absolute shit about their weekends. The Lotties, I'm off.
Have a nice day, everyone.
Oh, I think that went
nice
well.
Day!
Get in touch with us through Insta. At Marty Shugold Show.
I told DC I wasn't going to swear anymore.
You lied.
You lied.
Well, who's hosting ACA?
Oh, Stephen Ivan. No, Will Ralston.
I was going to say Will, but I was like, when would he have maybe recorded
it prison.
Before?
Hello.
Frank Walker. It's his favourite.
He normally says Frank.
Mm.
I should have said it.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shugold Show podcast, supported by Quitline. Beat cigarette cravings one at a time. For advice and support, call Quitline 1378 48 or visit quit.org.au.